Dangerous cold is moving into northeast Ohio tonight. The National Weather Service has issued a cold weather advisory for counties, including Stark, Mahoning, Portage, Summit, and Trumbull. Wind chills could fall to 15 to 20 below zero overnight and early tomorrow. The advisory begins at 7 this evening and remains in effect until noon tomorrow. Forecasters warn that exposure could lead to hypothermia or frostbite. Meanwhile, area residents seeking warmth can visit local warming centers. In Alliance, Rodman Public Library on East Broadway Street is open during regular hours, and the Salvation Army on West Main Street is open weekdays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Clothed in Righteousness on East Main offers evening hours, and Crossroads United Methodist Church in Canton is open 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. with SARTA providing transportation. A Zanesville man responsible for a deadly Central Ohio crash has been released from jail. 62-year-old Jacob McDonald was freed from the Licking County Jail Saturday after serving an 18-month sentence for an I-70 crash that killed six people, including three Tuscarawas Valley students. Investigators say McDonald was driving a semi in November 2023 when he failed to slow for stopped traffic, striking an SUV and a charter bus headed to a school band event in Columbus. A judge convicted McDonald of six misdemeanor counts of vehicular homicide after a trial, saying prosecutors did not prove felony charges. 18 others were injured, and McDonald's driver's license is suspended for 5 years. The murder trial of a woman accused in a deadly shooting in Canton ended with a guilty verdict. 19-year-old Moni Backus was found guilty of aggravated murder, murder, and felonious assault in the February 2025 death of 30-year-old Sean Hawkins. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Taryn Heath sentenced Backus to 31 years to life in prison. Canton police say the shooting occurred at a home on 2nd Street Southwest after Hawkins allegedly took Backus's phone and she threatened to shoot him if it was not returned. She also allegedly fired at a woman who reported the incident. A youth is hospitalized after a fight at Indian River Juvenile Correctional Facility in Maslin. The Department of Youth Services says the teen suffered a serious injury Monday night and is in intensive care. State Representative Matthew Kishman of Minerva says two teens were arguing when one fell backward and injured his neck. Officials say they are in close contact with the boy's family. The Highway Patrol is investigating. Maslin firefighters responded to Indian River just after 8:30 Monday night and transported the victim to a local hospital. The union that represents 1,200 employees at Metalis Operations and Canton have reached a third tentative contract agreement. The four-year agreement between the Canton-based steelmaker and United Steelworkers Local 1123 was announced Friday. Previous agreements were rejected by membership on October 30th and December 18th. The contract was to expire in September, but was extended through February 12th as negotiations continued. Neither side has released totals from the previous votes. A judge has cleared key evidence to be used in the upcoming murder trial of a Lisbon man accused of killing his ex-wife. 51-year-old William Long is set for a February 3rd jury trial and remains jailed on a $1.5 million bond in the death of Michelle Long, a Latonia High School teacher killed outside her Butler Township home in November 2023. The judge denied defense motions to block GPS mapping evidence and to obtain truck registration data from five counties, ruling both were not relevant. Prosecutors say cell phone location data places Long near the scene at the time of the shooting. No one was injured Sunday afternoon after a fire broke out at a Lisbon home on Route 45. Officials say the blaze started around 2:30 in a garage near a wood burner. The flames quickly spread upward into the attic. No one was home at the time. Five area departments joined Lisbon crews to help put out the fire. While an investigation is underway, the cause of the blaze is unknown. Goshen Township Police have recovered more than 200 stolen rims valued at $9,000. The recovery of the 225 rims was announced Friday following a recent theft. Investigators tell WFMJ-TV they have several suspects in mind, but no charges have been filed yet as the investigation continues. Liberty Township Police say a preliminary investigation has ruled out foul play in the deaths of two people found Thursday afternoon in a mobile home. Officers responded to Vintage Village Estates on Belmont Avenue for a welfare check at a trailer. Inside, a mother and her adult son were found dead. Police say the son, who had Down syndrome, depended on his mother, and preliminary information suggests she may have passed away first. The Trumbull County Coroner's Office is investigating the cause and manner of death, with initial indications pointing to a medical-related incident. A Mahoning County jury will return tomorrow to continue deliberations in the murder trial of Kenneth Carter and Terry Hopkins. The two men are accused of killing Rashawn Graham inside his Youngstown home in January 2025. During closing arguments Friday, prosecutors relied heavily on the victim's 19-year-old son, who testified he saw the defendants at the scene. The Vindicator reports the defense argued the case is riddled with contradictions, pointing to mishandled evidence and potential gunshot residue contamination by police officers who did not wear gloves. The jury remained deadlocked Friday night. They are off today for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday and will resume deliberations tomorrow. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.